Now, there are men composers on this CD. Tell us some of the composers we'll be listening to.
Well, we decided to present a little genealogy here because we chose a group of composers for this CD that centered around the court at Ferrara, where Duke Alfonso they had his Musica Segreta. And we know we have the contents of his library, and we know what music they might possibly have been singing. So we decided to restrict it to an important group of composers, starting with the great Cipriano de Rore, who is acknowledged in 16th century writing in the same way that, say, 20th century writers talk about Charlie Parker or Elvis, that he was the greatest musician who had ever lived, and he, once he had died, he was the greatest musician that would ever live. And he left behind him a legacy, an attitude to composition that would be named by Monteverdi as the seconda practica, the new practice of making music. And specifically, there are a number of composers who we think were particularly influenced by him, either as a teacher or as a colleague. One, Luzzasco Luzzaschi, remained at Ferrara as the harpsichordist, and was for a time the musical director of the Musica Segreta. He coached the singers until Tarquinia Mozza arrived at court, and then she began to also teach the singers. And Jacques de Vert, who was employed at a neighboring court in Mantua, but spent a great deal of time in Ferrara, and in fact became the lover of Tarquinia Mozza. And once this affair was discovered, he was banished from court, and so was she. Even though he was 54 and she was 47, they were by no means spring chickens, and they were both widowed, and it seemed that there should be no reason why this affair should cause scandal. And yet there were musicians at the court who were jealous of them both, and so they made it into a big scandal, and they were both banished from the court.
And Tarquinia was a famous...
Tarquinia was a very famous soprano in her lifetime and after. She's one of the few women that appears in 16th century writing, credited with a great intellect and a great musical talent. And she's compared to male musicians as a lutenist, and as a singer, and as a viol player. And she's always the one who wins out. She's always the one who's given the credit for being the best musician and the finest singer.
So she did have to be banished, so that the
Oh yes, she did present a great threat to
so that the assistant professors could.
That's
do that.
absolutely. And the man who exposed their affair to Alfonso d'Este is someone who has disappeared into oblivion. We know nothing of his music. All we know him for being the man who squealed.
Whereas Jacques de Vert has come out and as being one of the most exciting composers that people are now starting to take a real interest in. Not maybe familiar to a lot of your listeners, but we've recorded a lot of his music, and you can just feel the influence of the singing ladies on the way he composed.
Let's hear Jacques de Vert, Gratie Chapocchi, Il Ciel Largo Destina.